And a very good afternoon to you. Now, you'll know in yesterday's programme we heard from John, who's a man in his 40s living in rural Ireland, and he had a particular request to help him reclaim his Christmas. John is fortunate in that he has a steady job and he's got a great network of family and friends. And while he's grateful for all of those things, as a single man, he wants to re-energise the festive season. He feels it's become more obligation than celebration, so he wants to get away from it all. And he wanted our suggestions on where he could go on holiday over the Christmas period for singletons, but not one of these kind of Lonely Hearts Club places. No, no, not at all. He just wanted to go where other single people might be going and have a bit of fun and a bit of crack, a bit of a chat if he wanted to, and not if he didn't. All right, and he was very clear about that. This wasn't Desperation Lonely Hearts Club Street. It was just, look, I want to go on a holiday and I want like-minded people to be there, and can you suggest anything? And he'd been on all sorts of holidays. We'll talk about that later on. Anyway, we knew when we spoke to him that we would be inundated. And sure enough, we were, with tips from people who had traded in the old traditions for a whole new range of reasons. But we also heard from plenty of people who have found themselves in the same predicament as John for other reasons. And this one from Mary says, I can sympathise fully with your caller, John. I go through exactly the same feelings every Christmas. Last year was the first Christmas I decided I was fed up going from one sibling's house to another, so I stayed at home, and after dinner, I visited them all, and that was quite enjoyable. Kathy says, this for me is the worst of the year. Friends disappear, and don't get me wrong, I have loads of friends and some family, but they are all busy with their own close families. It is the most horrible feeling to have to stand up and leave a warm fire, wonderful food and good company, and go home to a cold, empty house. And of course, you can't drink and there is no public transport. Derek, you did say it's only a day. It certainly is not. It goes on for nearly 3 weeks in Ireland before things get back to anyway normal. As I said, I am happy the rest of the year, but I can feel the anxiety starting already. I understand that totally, Kathy. And it is, you're out with your mates, you've gone over for Christmas and they need their time and they don't want you in the way. At least that's what you kind of feel. Some people don't care, but you kind of feel like it's time for you to go even though you don't want to, because you need to leave family to their own devices and do family things on Christmas Day. So I totally understand that. And then you do go home and it is cold, and if you don't have transport, how do you get home? And then you're imposing yourself on the friend or the family member to drive you home, and they don't mind driving you home, but in the back of it all, you know they resent you because they have to drive you home. Not all of them, some of them, not saying all of them, some of them. And this goes on and on and on and on. It's a vicious circle. And you're right, it does go on forever. Ireland never seems to get back to normal within a couple of days. This thing drags out beforehand, it drags out during it, it drags out after it. And it strikes me as the most bizarre day of the year. The one day of the year everybody's dressed up to the nines and they can't go anywhere because there's nothing open. They can't show it off. So what do? They go to Mass to show it off. I really believe that's what's going on in a lot of places. People are going down there just to see people they hadn't seen for years, because they don't see them any other time of the year, and they're showing their finery. They turn up in the fancy new car if they have one, and it's all dolled up. It's been cleaned. It's been specced. Everything else. And I think there's a lot of that going down at Christmas. I really do. Anyway, it should be about something else, shouldn't it? But we were suggesting that if you had nothing to do at Christmas and you were feeling particularly sad and low, that it might be good to put your energies into something else. Maybe go out and help people who are less fortunate than yourself. You know, some of the feeding stations, or go along the soup runs or something, because you get a great feeling from giving. You know, that is true. There's no doubt about that. And there are people always less fortunate, as bad as it may seem. If you have a roof over your head, and if you do have a warm fire at home, if you can make one, and if you do have enough food, and if you do have enough money to get through the Christmas period, not lots of money, there are always people who don't have that. There are people on the streets, or people who just don't have any friends at all, elderly people, whatever the case may be, young people. So sometimes, you know, that is a good time to make contact with people. Paula recommends Solo Holidays and Ledger Holidays. They're both UK-based companies, so if you have any Irish alternatives, please do let us know. A couple of suggestions Paula found. Christmas in the Austrian Lakes, 7 days, £779 sterling. You'll have to get a currency converter. Have you got something there for me, Sinead? Thank you very much. What's this here? Morocco. Mary says that she and her husband have just come back from a cruise in the Med. They met lots of great people in all sorts of circumstances. Married, widowed, single and divorced. The daily activities brought everyone together, and each night 10 of them sat together for dinner. In fact, we all email each other now, she says. So that must have been a cruise she was on. And Philip Nolan will be here very, very shortly. And this is a follow-on from the scams. It comes from Cliff Hutton in Dalkey. He says, in Brazil, it's compulsory to carry ID. We were talking to Sinead. Remember, she said yesterday, Sinead, who works on the programme, she was hijacked. Was hijacked the right word? At knife point. And he had a 12-inch blade, Sinead said. And he took everything. She gave him the bag. And in the bag was the wallet and her passport and all that. What she really wanted back was the passport. So she runs down the road screaming after this bloke with a blade. I said, he must have been good looking. You wouldn't have been chasing him otherwise. No, she wasn't. She just wanted her ID back, her passport. I said, you're mad for bringing it out. I said, why did you bring it out? Anyway, Cliff tells us now that in Brazil, it's compulsory to carry ID. I was standing on a street corner in the Rio suburb of Ipanema. Is that what it's called? Ipanema? And a cop asked me for ID. I told him in my halting Portuguese that I was a tourist and wasn't carrying ID. The police bundled me into a police van and took me to a Copacabana police station. At least I had a nice view, where they spent for hours trying to get me to pay a bribe. What? I pretended not to understand what they wanted and they eventually released me after I had shaken hands with all of the cops to show there were no hard feelings, says Cliff, who's listening in Dalkey. Oh, that's not good. I don't like the sound of that. It's one thing being scammed by cheeky brats on the beach or whatever, but when the police start doing it, and if they are real police, it's very worrying. A more positive note from Perry. Dear Mooney, wouldn't like people to think Istanbul is a place to avoid. Oh, no, I read that one yesterday. Anyway, that was on the subject of scams. We still want to hear about you and your scams. Here's another one here. My friend and his lady friend were on a romantic walk along the river in Paris. A man approaches and says he has a new leather jacket for €100. Please try it on. It fits. So he gives one wrapped up from a car boot and drives away. And when my stupid buddy opened up the wrapping, what was in there? Rags. Nothing more than rags. Philip Nolan after this. Now, yesterday we spoke to John, you will remember. He's a singleton in his mid-40s and he's sick of going on holidays alone and he wants suggestions for travelling at Christmas where people can go as singletons to have a good time. Now, he just wants a bit of fun. He wants to kind of interact with people if he wants to, but not if he doesn't want to. It's not a lonely heart club he's looking for, but just people who want to get out as singletons and just enjoy themselves. And he finds that holidays aren't designed for people like him. He has been on some good holidays. He mentioned Cuba in particular, and I suggested maybe if he had a good time there, he should go back there, because that's what I do. If you like a place, go back to it if you can afford to do it. Anyway, we have got one of the best people in the business to tell us what options are available to John and others in his situation this coming Christmas. Philip Nolan is a travel writer with the Irish Mail on Sunday and author of Rhineland. And last week he was named Feature Writer of the Year for 2012. So you can't get any better than that. Philip, we'll talk about John in just a moment, but you were scammed when you were on holiday. Where did it happen?
I was in South Africa for 3 months in 1999, and I also got a call from Visa to say that £2,500 had been spent, Irish pounds at the time, had been spent on my credit card on computer equipment in the Cayman Islands. And obviously I was nowhere near the Cayman Islands. And again, I traced it back to a restaurant and the card had been taken out of my sight and obviously had been skimmed and used.
And did you get your money back?
Yeah, the Visa are great about stuff like that. In fact, because I travel so much, I've often just got random calls from both Visa and American Express who actually will ring me to say,
Are you in such a place?
Yeah, no, they do, and they're great because my card was refused once in Boston, my American Express, and I rang them. And they said, well, it was just for security because it was an unusual pattern on the card. Mm. So what I tend to do now is if I'm going on a long trip, particularly, I ring them in advance and I let them know that I'm going to be away and it genuinely is going to be me that's using it.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's nice to get the call nonetheless.
They have very good fraud departments.
But you still feel a little bit sick in your stomach after it's happened to you, don't you?
You do.
Even if you get your money back, you just feel foolish.
You feel foolish that you let it happen. That's the problem.
Yeah. Anyway, you're referring back to our friend John, we're calling him, who was on the programme yesterday, mid-40s, just to remind everybody again. And he is kind of Christmas, sort of dreading Christmas, let's be honest about it. That's what I got from him talking to him on the programme yesterday. And he wants to go on holiday. He's been on holidays before, but he wants somebody to suggest some holidays for singles. And he's been on some websites, but he can't find anything in particular that suits him. I kind of suggested maybe it was company he wanted, not necessarily a holiday for singles, and maybe that's still part of it. But Philip Nolan can tell us all you need to know about travelling alone and where to go. So, Philip, the conch is yours. Where do you want to start?
Well, in fairness, I do empathise because I'm separated myself and, you know, in the course of my work, I would travel a lot by myself. So I do know that it's not the most pleasant thing in the world. And as I heard you say yesterday, it's particularly difficult at night.
Nighttime is the problem, yeah.
And what I find is, and what Sinead was saying yesterday too, it's more difficult for women. For men, you can always eat at a bar counter. And once you're at a bar counter and somebody sits down, you'll always get to chat. And what I find particularly useful is when the football season is on.
Yeah.
It's a great icebreaker when you just start talking to somebody about a match and then you just actually
had that experience the other night watching the Arsenal game.
But I think it is easier for men, definitely. There's no question about that. But in terms of what we could do for John, I also heard one of your callers yesterday recommend a cruise, and I actually think that's a terrific idea. It's one of the things I had come up with. There's a Caribbean cruise with Celebrity Cruises that leaves Miami on Christmas Eve, and it's for 5 nights. You know, John doesn't want to go away for a terribly long time, and it calls in at Falmouth in Jamaica and Georgetown in Grand Cayman, where I didn't buy the computer equipment, obviously.
All right.
And just, you know, the problem with cruising is that it can be expensive when you're on your own, because effectively you're paying for two people because that's what the room is designed for. So the cost on that for single occupancy in a balcony room is €1,622 for the cruise only.
And he'd end up, you still got to get yourself there.
Yeah, which is another 1,497. So that's the guts of €3,000, which is a hell of a lot of money. But the one thing I would say about cruises, and this doesn't just apply to Christmas. And listen, I was on a Christmas cruise once 6 years ago. And while it was very enjoyable, I don't think I'd ever do it again because it just kind of felt surreal to see children getting their Santa presents on a ship. It was all very strange. But the one thing about it is, you know, there is a board when you get on board. You can check in as a single, and there are activities you know, organised for singles, and there are different dinners, and there are nights in the bars on board and stuff.
Speed
so
dating.
There's definitely, it's not so much that. And in fairness, like I've never done it because I was married at the time, but it's certainly. It does seem to be a great icebreaker. I spoke to people at a table that we were at, a woman who was with us, and she had done it. And she said it actually did introduce her to new people. Now, she ended up having an unfortunate experience with one of the men.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, that can happen anywhere.
But she was a sassy New Yorker, and she was well able to cope. It wasn't that. But the point is that, you know, it is an icebreaking service, and then it's up to you basically to make the most of it.
Did you see that programme? I think it was on Channel 4 about the way some of the staff are treated on the cruise ships recently.
Yeah, you know, different cruise lines have different policies. It is a difficult thing. What most them do, well, they'll take people on, they'll probably work on the ships for maybe 4 months, and then they'll get a month off, and then 4 months again. But by the same token, I was in Lithuania once, and I was talking to a guy in a bar, and he owned the bar, and he had literally bought the bar on the back of working on cruise ships for about 5 years. The wages for us probably are quite low, but for them, they actually probably do represent a way out of something else. I think for most of them, the separation from family is the thing that really gets them.
True, but it doesn't justify if they promise one thing getting another.
No, it
but
doesn't.
Anyway,
absolutely
listen,
not.
We're here talking
yes,
about
indeed,
nice holidays. And remember, John is looking for fun, for a fun break.
He is. He said he didn't necessarily mind if it was snow. There's a company called Friendship Travel in County Antrim who specialise in holidays for singles. We put all the information up on the website, incidentally, so people don't need to take stuff down. But they have 7 nights skiing in France, staying at the Chalet Hotel Berengère in Les Deux Alpes. And that includes flights from Dublin, and that's €1,220. For the week, basically, over Christmas. So if he is interested in skiing, or if, you know, winter sports appeal to him, if he hasn't tried it, you can always do a beginner course. Skiing wouldn't be my bag, I have to say. I just would topple over and break something. But they are very sociable. That's for a group of about 8 to 10 people, and they'll all be singles, but they'll be staying in the same place. And that's the type of environment, I suppose, where you actually can sit down and make friends. If you wanted something bigger and wanted to be slightly more anonymous, that same company is also doing a 3-night Christmas break at a 4-star hotel, the Donington Valley Hotel and Spa in Newbury in Berkshire in the UK. That's for about 90 people. And full board for 3 nights there is €595. And, you know, I spoke to the guy who owns the company, and he said, it's not like it's a dating thing. It's literally people who are single and just want to go and share Christmas with other people. Mm. And there's no pressure, and it's not horrible, and it's not speed dating. So that might be one.
And that's in Berkshire.
That's in Berkshire, yeah.
Yeah, it's not too far away either.
No, absolutely not.
You can always come home or go somewhere else.
Exactly.
It doesn't suit you. Yeah.
And they also incidentally have one to a 4-star hotel, the H10 Lanzarote Princess Hotel in Playa Blanca in Lanzarote, and that's half board, including flights from Dublin, for €1,695. That's obviously, again, for the full week. So that's another option, and the weather obviously would be good there. One country I love, and, you know, it's probably got a bit of bad press over the past 2 years, but Egypt is a fantastic country.
You know, I would love to go to Egypt.
Yeah, it's magnificent.
But
it really is.
I am terrified. Well, but I would really love to go to Egypt.
I wouldn't necessarily be going to Cairo at this particular moment in time, but like Sharm el-Sheikh, a fantastic resort on the Sinai Peninsula, it's just miles away from trouble. You know, obviously there were hotel bombings there 7 or 8 years ago, but when I was there in 2008, I found the security was incredible. So I never felt even remotely unsafe. And just the weather is incredibly reliable. You're not going to have any problem, I don't think, with rain. They only get about 6 days of it a year. And just the town of Sharm el-Sheikh itself is full of little bars and a couple of nightclubs. And it's, you know, it's a bit purpose built. It's not that it's got any huge amount of character, but it's lively. And it's just one of those places where if you wanted to and you're by yourself, you can evaporate into the background. You don't have to do anything showy. And certainly the hotel I'm looking at there, which is with Falcon Holidays, is the Radisson Blue. They've got 7 nights there, departing on December the 23rd on a bed and breakfast basis. And that's €992 for single occupancy.
Yeah, it sounds expensive, but it's good value.
Well, it is, because it's a 5 hour flight each way. Yeah. And, you know, it's obviously your breakfast is thrown in there too. But just the one thing I would say about the Radisson Blue, and I actually didn't stay in it, but I walked through it. It has an absolutely massive pool complex with like loads and loads of loungers. And it has lots of little nooks and crannies where if you were by yourself, you could quite happily pull a sun lounger into a private quiet area, take out your Kindle or your iPod and just lie there all day and not be disturbed. So, you know, these are the important things when you're a single person traveling. You don't want to stand out. I hate eating in restaurants when I'm on my own traveling.
Yeah.
Because the idea of going down to the restaurant with the book and reading the book while you're eating is just it's a horrible
thing. A lot of people do it.
I know, but you always...
Or they're on the phone
But you always
look like
now. You've been stood up.
Yeah,
you know
well,
what
that's
I mean?
The way it is.
So, maybe, yeah. But what I would say to people, you know, if you are travelling alone, stay in business hotels and don't stay in resort hotels. Resort hotels are full of families and couples and
yeah,
people.
Yeah, but business hotels are more expensive, Philip. Not everybody cash.
Not at weekends. That's the funny thing, because business hotels, by definition, are for people who are in business and people don't do business. So if you're going away for a weekend, if you stay Friday, Saturday, and Sunday especially, is usually very, very
cheap. Listen, have you any tips on how to get an upgrade?
Well, the one thing people never
I ask
do
all the time.
The one thing people never do is they never register for the loyalty programs. Register for everything, because if you walk into a hotel and it's 99% full, and they have a better room than the one you booked, if you just pull out your membership card and say you're a member of Starwood Preferred Guest or Hilton Honors or any of the other award schemes, by definition, you're more likely to get the upgrade than somebody who isn't a member, even though you may not have a lot of points. So just always register for all the hotel loyalty programs. I have so many loyalty cards at this stage, I can't even remember.
And you think it works? Because,
oh, it works, absolutely.
So I remember staying in a hotel, I won't mention, I'll save their blushes, here in Ireland, not so long ago, and the place was empty, and I'm not kidding you, the hotel was empty. They gave me the darkest, dingiest room. Obviously, they didn't like me, fair enough, I hated the programme. Something about me they didn't like. But the dingy, I walked out, I keep the money, didn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I walked out, I thought, well, I'm not going to stay, give you my business. I mean, it strikes me as very odd. I used to work in a hostel years ago, and if people came through the door and we were empty, I would give them the best room, particularly couples, fellas and girls travelling from overseas, you know.
Exactly.
And say, listen, you don't need to stay in a dorm. There's a private room, you know, enjoy yourself for the 2 days or 3 days, because you knew what was in the book. And they'd thank you and leave you a tip.
Oh, of course.
And they were very grateful. And I can't understand why people don't do it all the time.
It makes very little difference to them
to give
you a better room.
No difference. The room's got to be cleaned anyway.
And also, you know, always haggle. I mean, I was in a hotel in Loch Lomond in Scotland, and I just walked up to the door and they were looking for £140 sterling for a night, which is just ridiculous. And I just turned around and said, no, it's grand. Walk out there. £80.
There are hotels in Galway looking for a lot more than that.
I know, but at least in fairness, they're in a city that there is demand in, and Galway is lively. And, you know, but like this was in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of Scotland.
One I'll never darken the door of ever again. We were stuck one night. But anyway, won't get into that.
No.
Tell me, have you anything to suggest in Ireland?
Yeah, just one, actually, funny enough.
Just one?
Well, the problem I have is that I look through all my favourite hotels in Ireland, like places like the Ice House in Ballina, Monarch,
beautiful
in Enniscorthy,
yeah.
Seafield down on the coast, Ballymoney in Wexford, which I particularly like because the spa and the pool are adults only, so it's great. You don't have loads of kids running around. Mm-hmm. No availability for Christmas because
really?
It is, well, it's the end of October, you know, so they're gone, basically, yeah.
Okay. So what are you going to suggest?
Well, I think, to be honest, one thing I think is good if you're single is a city break can be a great thing because you can disappear into a city and you don't have to look at couples all the time and you don't have to look at families. Berlin, one of my favourite cities in Europe.
Tell me which one in Ireland first.
The Radisson Blue Hotel and Spa, I'm sorry, in Little Island in Cork. That's Sunday the 23rd to Thursday the 28th, so 3 nights.
15 minutes in a cab from the city centre, max.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's bed and breakfast, and that's €497 for 4 nights.
So you're going to recommend Berlin?
Yeah, I love Berlin as a city. It's the only place, I think, in Europe that has the same sort of energy as New York. It's fantastic. And I stayed in this one myself a few years back, the five-star Westin Grand. It's in Mitte, which is it's Friedrichstrasse, so it's just off Unterdenlinden in what used to be East Germany, East Berlin. And it's very close to a lot of attractions. And accommodation there for three nights, that'll be Christmas Eve, Christmas Day and Stephen's Day, €387, which I think is terrific value. And return flights with Aer Lingus, €126. So that's a total of €513. And the great thing is that the best Christmas market in Berlin, in my opinion, is the John Darman Market. And that's actually open until the 31st of December. So it's still open after Christmas as well.
That's not bad value, but you could do a lot better in Berlin.
Well, the thing about
it is, there are lots of hotels up around the Schöneberg and places like that, near the major shopping street.
Absolutely, but it's Christmas and you want to spoil yourself a little bit. And the one thing I like about this is that while it is five-star, it was built in the old East Berlin era. And it kind of is that over-the-top former kind of communist style of architecture. So it's a bit of a relic.
Can I just ask,
great.
Is there a red under the bed?
No. I think the reds under the bed are long gone, and the honey traps in the lobby as well.
Well, I wonder. Anyway, so and is that it for the moment?
I think so, because, I mean, you know, there's a lot for him there. I think he seems to, John seems to want two things. He doesn't really want to be around couples and families and stuff like that, and yet he doesn't want a singles holiday. So maybe one thing that he might consider is there is a company called Contiki who specialise in holidays for 18s and 35s. But I don't know if they would make an exception. But certainly it's something you could consider looking at, maybe with another company even, is a coach tour. Contiki has one across Europe from the 17th until the 28th of December. And that visits the Netherlands, Germany, Austria, Italy, Vatican City, Switzerland and France. And on a coach, you're bound to meet people and make friends. And it's a less intimidating environment. And if you don't like somebody, you can always sit in a different seat on the bus the next day. So
yeah, and I think John was also making the point that it's not a lonely heart sort of holiday he's looking for. He's
wanting
a bit of crack that he can bounce off people if he wants to bounce off them. And if he wants to get away from them, he can. It's just the idea of being yet another single stranded out there. I've been in that situation myself. Actually, more times I travel on my own than I travel with people.
Yeah, well, I will. And I concur especially.
And I empathise, because you just say to yourself, oh, Christ, what am I going to do now?
The one time I do love being by myself is in airports. I hate being with other people in airports when you have to wait for them to take off belts and buckles and phones and liquids
or
and computers.
Where's my boarding pass?
I know.
Happened
and
to me a million times.
Or something. Just let me focus. Let me get there. I'm a very strict.
And actually, I think for me, it's cities. I prefer cities.
So do I.
Because you can be anonymous. You walk around. You will always get chatting to people.
Yeah.
You know, just avoid the fake friends in Istanbul. Can I just say that there was somebody on to tell me that in case the wrong impression was given of Istanbul, she said, "Dear Jerry, wouldn't like people to think Istanbul is a place to avoid. Went there about 18 months ago and found it a fantastic city with very friendly people. On taxis, we were in a taxi going from the second airport to a hotel near the main airport. Going down a huge motorway, our taxi driver missed a turn off and spent about an hour working his way back. We could see the hotel, but we could not get to it. Radioing his colleagues, stopping in the middle of busy junctions, a bit hairy," she said, "and eventually got us to our hotel. He was very apologetic, quite mortified at having got lost, and did not try to charge us anything extra or blame us in any way, which would not happen in many cities," says Perry. And I think I was very clear. I didn't say anything negative about Istanbul, other than I found the people very unfriendly. Yeah. That's the truth. That was my experience. It was the experience of my two friends who travelled with me, I have to tell you. The place itself is fantastic. Have you been there?
No, I haven't. No, I've never,
you've never been to Istanbul. And yet you're travelling all around the world.
I know.
That's what you do.
Yeah,
how come you've never been in Istanbul?
I've never been to Turkey.
Never been to Turkey?
No, but then I've been to, like, I've been to France 80 times. So
you can fly directly from Dublin,
right, yeah,
at any rate, with Turkish Airlines.
Yeah,
they were voted Europe's favourite airline.
That's right, yeah, they were supposed to be very good. No, I've never been.
By the way, congratulations, if we didn't say it to you before, because Philip was Ireland's Travel Journalist of the Year in 2007 and 2010. So he must be good at what he does. And the details of the suggested breaks he has recommended are on our website. Sinead has them up there. www.rte.ie/money. We welcome your suggestions. Remember, John is looking for a bit of crack, a bit of fun. He's looking to get away where there might be other singles there just so he can bounce off, but not necessarily have to engage with full time on the break. All right. 51551. Helen has been on to say, "Don't forget the big fight with your loved ones on Christmas Day." And she's listening and can say, "Yeah, absolutely. There's always mayhem in people's houses on Christmas Day. Bring back the Grinch." Actually, I was watching the match last night, Manchester United game and Chelsea. And there were lots of Grinches. UCD seemed to be all dressed up, all the students, and they were down in Kiley's, and a few of them had dressed as Grinches. Remember Grinch? Did he steal Christmas, the Grinch? I should have gone to that alternative fancy dress party I was telling them about in the office the Irish Society for Naturists were having. You didn't have to. Well, we've just got a very interesting email in. It says, "Hi Derek, I could not agree more. As a parish priest in a small community in West Tipperary, it galls me to see the loyal mass goers who attend every week, mainly elderly, I have to say," he says, "having no pew to sit on Christmas morning or Christmas Eve. The seats are thronged with people I see once a year dressed like it's a fashion show and flaunting their worldly belongings. Garishly, says P, the parish priest in a small rural community." I would love to know. I have said this to people I know in the past. I know some of you are screaming at the radio, "How dare you say such a thing?" Well, I'm going to say it again. Who go to Mass just to, they do just go to show off on Christmas Day. And there's no doubt about it on Christmas Eve. A lot of people who wouldn't go near the place from one end of the year to the next. That's tradition. Tradition, my you know what. Like, don't, if you don't believe it, don't go. There are people who can't get in who do want to go. Or maybe if you didn't go, there would be seats, so maybe that wouldn't happen. But at any rate, I think it's very odd and two-faced, to say the least. "Hi, Derek. Done three holidays with Contiki, Canada, Alaska and US. Fantastic time," says Joe. And Contiki, they organise trips for singles. Am I right, correct in saying that? Yeah, I think we have all those details on our website. Just back from Iceland, out of this world, Marianne. Well, you know, Marianne, I've been in Iceland three times since Christmas. And each time I went there, it was fantastic. And as I've said on the radio programme, where was the recession in Iceland? They told the banks to, you know what, and they got on with it. Mooney, the Pat Club in Donegal, CHK online travel group for people on their own. When text messages come in, there's abbreviations. I don't really understand that, if I'm to be honest. "Derek, I've stayed in the Westin Grand in Berlin. It's a cool hotel and it featured in the Bourne Supremacy," says Ed. Mooney, Derek, mercurydirect.ie and sunway.ie have super single Xmas holidays to Malta from €399, De Algarve from €299 and Agadir, Morocco from €470. I've used these for more years than I care to remember, sort of thing, and always ended up with good friends and great crack, says Liam, who's listening in Clare. Let me see, what else? "An offer to John. Several people going to hotel in Dublin for lunch and overnight on Christmas Day. Welcome to pass on mobile number to John. We divorced and single. No agenda, just good company. Regards, Deirdre." Well, that's very interesting. So we will make sure to pass that one on. Thank you for that, Deirdre. "Hi, Derek. The travel department.ie have package holidays that include single people with no single supplement. They have great deals at the moment for Christmas. I'm single and wouldn't travel with anyone else," says Emer. Anne has been on to say, "Derek, I am 70. I go to two different sons and daughters for Christmas dinner every year. And when dinner is over, I head to a nursing home to visit patients. I talk for hours to two residents. No need to ever be lonely. Get up off your ass," she says. "Stop complaining, listeners. I'm planning on filling 10 shoeboxes from now to Christmas for Albania." And she says, "It's great to be alive," says Anne. But she has a good attitude. And we did say that yesterday. If you really are feeling lonely, if you really are, I had an email from a volunteer who visits and feeds patients during lunch hour at the hospice in Harold's Cross the other day. Mm-hmm. And it was a great to get an email because the person they're looking after and telling me so much about it. And I just think that you can volunteer if you really want to. If you're very, very lonely, if you're feeling low, go and help somebody who's in a much worse position than you are. If you can get up and you can walk around, there are people who can't. They're confined to beds. They're on the last leg of life, so to speak, and you could go and help them, you know. So there are lots of things you can do if it isn't just a holiday you want.